About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to beautiful people.
Beautiful people, what is going on?
Nothing much, Rob.
I have my show in a week, May 7th. I'm excited.
That'd be
nice.
The
first time that we're doing a show together in New York in almost a year, over a year.
Yeah, I can't with you with the dates.
Why? That's fun for the people.
Oh, it's fun for the people.
People who have not been able to come out and support us together at a show, I think that's nice. Do you not think that's nice?
I think it's nice.
Beautiful. My brother visited me this weekend. And so the last time we did the show, a lot of people were in the audience and the people that were on the stage were like, did she write you anything? Like, they wanted to know, I guess, her point of view a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of my thoughts on our relationship, and it's a lot of me being the main character of a story that I wrote her, we'll say. And my brother this weekend visited me, and I thought that there was something at my parents' house that she had written me that I was just like, I guess, avoiding trying to read because I was afraid that it would be really sweet and kind.
And it was.
And it was really sweet. And it was almost the same premise of, like, hers wasn't every single day. It would just, she did like a scrapbook for the first half, which was just like cute pictures of us. She did like a page of like the things she liked about me. And then like certain days that she did remember that she really liked, she wrote about. And it was sad. It was sad because her notebook was just so much better. Than what I did. And mine ends up being funny because I'm so self-centered, I guess, while writing this thing that's supposed to be seemingly sweet. Mm-hmm. But getting that and reading it, I don't know if there's anything I could really use. I mean, I could put pictures to, I guess, some of the
pictures
events
are nice.
That.
Don't read her words.
No, I would have to talk to her before I would ever read her
also,
words.
Also, yeah, well, it's like, oh, she wrote me something sweet. Now I'm going to make fun of it.
No, I'm not going to make fun of. It's more the juxtaposition of how unsweet my stuff is makes, okay. You know what I mean? Like, to frame it, what I did, it really frames as like, oh, he was so out of line.
Yeah.
So it's like when I'm saying this crazy stuff and then her take on it is like, I'm the main character of both of these books. It ends up being.
Congrats.
I mean, I guess.
Congrats. That's a big win.
But I'm going to read what I wrote and there, maybe we'll put some more pictures or I have a lot more material, I guess, in background on the whole story.
Nice.
We'll say getting this, her side of it. So I'm excited to do that, but I'm excited that you'll be there.
Yeah,
I'm excited for you to hear it. And
it'll be great. Why don't you tell people where to see it?
May 7th, it will be. So a week after this comes out at 7:30 at the Pit on 29th Street in Manhattan. So it's like a very close walk to Penn Station if you're not living currently in the city. But yeah, I'm really excited. I don't know. I don't have any plans to do it again. So this was, as of now, the last time I'll be doing it in New York. And yeah, Sebastian will be on the show, past guests of the podcast, Michael Hardney and Monique Moses will also be on the show. And yeah, I'm excited.
Beautiful.
I'm excited, to do it next week. So May 7th, 7:30 PM. If you're around, there's more information. There's more to the story.
Great. There's more pieces.
And it's Sebastian will finally hear it. And I think people are excited about that. What's so funny?
Finally.
I mean, people are excited.
Beautiful. All right. Her point of view, right? So there's this trend online,
okay,
where people do songs, and they try to go. They go, "Hey there, Delilah," but Delilah's point of view.
I've seen this. This has been around for a long time.
Sometimes they be doing songs that from points of view we don't need to know.
Okay.
I saw a Mr. Tambourine Man point of view. Okay. Where it was just
how
like,
does Mr. Tambourine Man go?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. And that's
just going,
point
right,
of view.
Okay.
The point of view is literally, it's, hey, I'm Mr. Tambourine Man, I'll play a song for you.
We don't need that.
There's all these like opposite points. People are thinking they're creative to do these things, but their points of view, sometimes we don't need the other point of view.
I would say a lot of times.
I was a meatball on spaghetti. I tumbled from the plates. Right? This point of view.
Yeah, for sure.
My name is Humpty Dumpty, and I sat on that wall. I Humpty Dumpty, and I fall.
I mean, that we really don't need.
No,
we don't need a first person account. When somebody's telling the story in third person, it's okay. We don't need to hear it from that person.
Yeah.
It's like there's two conflicting. Even then, it's okay. Like, I guess the classic one was Marvin's Room.
No, I think Hey There, Delilah was the one that like blew all that up online.
This was like JoJo did this.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, I want to say in 2011, JoJo did Marvin's Room from the other point of view.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I didn't know.
Yeah. That was one of the first ones, which I liked. But like sometimes I just want to hear a woman's voice sing the same song.
It's just it's just like they are doing these songs that we don't need
the other point of view. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess maybe with all the diss tracks, people want storylines with their music.
That's what they want. They're trying to create these storylines.
Yeah.
Old McDonald was my farmer.
I am Old McDonald. I have a horse.
Yeah.
E-I-E-I-L.
Yeah.
It's the same story.
It's the
we
same.
We need a new information. But even then, I don't need that. I don't need both sides to every story.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
He was working in the lab late one night, and his eyes saw a query sight. We were doing the monster mash. This man walked in as we were all dance. That's not a point of view that we need.
No, not at all.
Cool. So I have to, confession time. Egg on my face.
Okay.
I must have a redacted statement here. I must redact this.
Okay.
Last week on the pod, I said that no one ever sings me happy birthday and that for years. I guess I'm a little dramatic. I got several texts from people saying that they've sung me happy birthday in the past year. My friend texted me. He goes, what are you talking about? Me and my entire family on your birthday sang you happy birthday.
Yeah, which I remember now that you mentioned it.
They got me an ice cream cake.
Yeah, I remember.
They put a nickname on it for me.
It was a whole thing.
It was at his wedding. His wedding weekend, and he still made time for everyone to sing me happy birthday the night before the wedding.
I do remember this.
I'm so fucking dramatic.
You are dramatic.
I'm so, but you know what? In my feelings, I was like,
it's real to you.
That's the thing.
The way you feel is that you haven't gotten sung happy birthday your whole life.
And I feel like I'm this pauper, this peasant pauper outside. But
this is but your feeling.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, does it matter the truth? Because that was my feeling. But I guess it does matter the truth because they put all this time and
effort.
The
truth matters a little bit.
Buying me a cake and singing for me. And
yeah.
I'm so dramatic.
The truth definitely matters.
So, because multiple people commented and said to me, that's so sad. I'm so sorry no one ever sings happy birthday to you. And I'm out here being like, it's my cross to bear. It's my struggle. I don't know. I'll deal. Don't worry about me. I'll just struggle through this life. Meanwhile, I'm getting happy birthday with my name on it, beautiful cakes.
We definitely sang to you 2 years ago, too, I think.
Where?
At your parents' house.
Yeah. And then we went out to bar over
we
here.
We did go to the bar over here.
We've
had
dramatic.
Some nice days on your birthday.
Yeah, I'm such a dramatic baby.
Sometimes you're dramatic. I don't know. You're dramatic on all spectrums.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I was wrong. I just want to let people know I was wrong. I did. You know what? Here's the thing. I didn't lie.
Okay.
I misremembered.
We could say that.
What do you? When I said that, I had no recollection of people singing me happy birthday.
Okay. It was the truth to you.
In the moment, it was the truth.
Okay.
In the moment, it was the truth. And I guess when I was saying that, I meant like a person I was in a relationship looking at me singing happy birthday to me.
That's the standard.
Crux.
That's
yes.
what you want.
That's the crux.
You want somebody to be in love with you singing
Marilyn
you happy
Monroe.
Birthday. Okay.
I guess Marilyn Monroe hasn't. No one sang happy birthday to me like Marilyn sang to JFK in years.
That's what you want. Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
To you?
To me, no.
Nope. And here I am, whining and complaining. Yeah.
I'm like, I loved sharing my birthday as a kid. I wanted to see my cousin that I shared it with.
Well, that's a little different because you liked your cousin a lot.
You're right.
There's a thing. The more... that was a person that you were a kid, you didn't see all the time, so it was exciting. Yes. If you saw your cousin every day, you wouldn't have been excited to share your birthday with him.
Maybe if we were like lived together.
Yeah, yes, yeah, if you lived together, yeah, went to school together, shared every class together,
it would be less special.
Yeah, it would be less special.
Okay.
So
it's the perfect amount of birthday sharing.
Yeah,
my cool perfect cousin the that cool lives kind of far yeah away, better at sports than me.
Yeah, that's great. So what?
Good at video games. Good at all the things I'm bad at.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
I think I have I think I figured out a way to figure out how a person is.
How to figure out how a person is? On what level? What are we trying question to figure out?
What type of life they live?
Okay. Interesting.
A new way to figure out what type of life a person lives is you could ask them this one question.
What is it?
And it will illuminate who they are. When you leave your house, where are your keys?
Okay.
Are they in a spot? Are they in your pants pocket that you were on the floor from last night? Are they in the bottom of your bag? Are they behind your dresser?
Or do you never know? Is it every day a challenge?
Or every day do you do a little mini game? No idea.
Yeah.
Do you just walk into reality having no idea where your keys are? Because a person that puts their keys in one specific spot every day, I know a lot about their life.
Are they more trustworthy to you or less trustworthy?
More.
More.
That's the type of person I want to add to my life.
Okay. Are you that person?
I try to be, but I'm not.
You're not.
I desperately try to be that person. Because a person that has a spot for their keys, they also have a budget.
They have a lot of things.
A person that has a spot for their keys, they also have a Google. They send out the Google Calendar invites.
Yeah, they're for organized. For when an event. Yes.
They're sending out Google Calendar invites for picnics.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a person that you go, I want more of them in my life.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I need them.
Okay.
Because I'm a man that goes, I'm trying to be a person who hangs their keys up.
Yeah.
But I'm a man that goes, where are they? Where did they go this time? Just looking all over the home for the keys.
Yeah, I'm not that person either, but I do. I'm like, one day I'll be that. That's just not right now. I'm not in a phase where that's who I am. But it's starting to look like that's who I am.
That's my therapist.
Fundamentally.
Once told me this beautiful thing. She goes, either you are a person who has done that or you're a person that does that.
I see.
Right now, you're a person that does that.
Yes.
And it tells you a lot about, like, I think a person, where they put their keys when they come home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have even a keychain. Or like a key rack. Key rack, I mean. Like a key, a place to hang them up.
You do have a key ring because I gave you one.
I do have a key ring.
So if you don't have a key ring, that means
no, I do.
That...
I do.
Okay.
And I'm excited to show you it.
Why?
Because look what I got. Where the Wild Things Are library card keychain.
That's very nice.
And then that's from Poor Things, a movie.
That's very nice.
So now I'm starting to grow a little keychain situation. But I still don't have a place I put it every time.
This is the best your keys have ever looked.
This is. I feel great about it.
And it does.
I felt honestly amazing. I sent you a picture of the whole thing. And I was going to send you a second picture of my keychain, but I'm like, he doesn't need that.
I don't need two pictures.
He doesn't need two pictures.
I don't need two pictures.
Of my, library cards.
Well, because we went to the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens.
What'd you think?
Boring.
Boring? You didn't like it?
It was nice to walk around.
You liked it while we were there.
It was nice to walk around.
Okay.
But it was boring.
I thought it was really nice. You didn't think it was nice?
No. You asked me what I thought, and I said it was boring. It's pleasant.
Yeah.
It's pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a place to walk around.
It's a place, I would say this.
It's a beautiful place to walk around.
Thank you. It is a beautiful place, especially depending on the weather. I felt like it was nice. It was nice to talk, a chat.
Yeah.
But like, if I came to New York and someone's like, I got to take you to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, and we went there, and I was out from not from New York, I'd be like, that was a waste of the afternoon.
Okay. What would you say would not be a waste of an afternoon? What's an afternoon activity that you would like more?
Walking to the Brooklyn Bridge, walking down the
Promenade, like, you think is a little nicer.
Yeah, I think the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens are good for people that live in New York trying to escape.
That's what I think it mostly
That's
is.
That's what it is.
It's yes. a lot of, it was a lot of like trips.
No, the schools were off. So
school
it was
trips. Yeah, family trips.
If I went to, we had better school trips than that when I was a kid. Okay. If we went to, we never even thought about the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens. That's a boring ass school trip.
Okay. What's a good school trip that you went on?
I mean, well,
what are your classes?
Liberty Science Center.
Liberty Science Center is the best.
Liberty Science Center. It doesn't get better than Liberty Science Center.
Really?
That was a place where you learned while playing.
I mean, I loved Liberty Science Center was my favorite place as a child.
I would have to like if at the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, I would have to like seek out the placards for stuff. And then it wouldn't even tell me anything. It would just tell me the name of the tree or plant in Latin. And what the fuck am I going to do with that?
I mean, you just take in the beauty and stroll. I mean, it was really crowded
Thank
when we
God
went.
Thank God I was high.
It was really crowded when we went.
Thank God. If I wasn't high.
I mean, I'm high a lot of times I go there.
Yeah. Can't believe you
I thought you liked it.
I did like it.
You can't believe I had a season pass?
Yeah.
It's most of the time I go there, it's empty, and I just walk around. And I get to go through these little gardens, and I walk, and I think. I mean, it's boring, but aren't you all on this, like, I don't know, Confucius, what is it called? Buddhism wave? Of just, like, sitting and thinking? Like, I think of, like, oh, sitting peacefully in
I'll
a garden around beautiful nature is, like, all part of this thing that you're into.
There was not a moment of peaceful
you're right
when I went
because the day we went was one of the most crowded days to go.
It was just packed.
Yeah,
it was just kids everywhere. I was constantly scooching. I was doing the side scooch through stuff.
All right, yeah, the inside stuff was very scoochy.
I was going through the side scooch. The nicest moment when we were just outside under the cherry blossoms.
That was nice.
I said this is nice.
Yeah,
but I wasn't finding peace.
You're right.
On this whole Buddha. I found more peace walking around the mall that was empty that day.
Wait, what mall?
With you.
Oh, when we went to the mall last week. Yeah. I mean, it was not peaceful. You're right.
No, there was
but
no peace.
That's why I have a season pass, because most of the year it's very peaceful.
Yes, I guess.
Just when the cherry blossoms are not in bloom.
My experience.
Yeah.
It was boring and hectic.
Okay.
And thank God I was high.
It
was
somehow nice. Boring and hectic.
And we're
bad
all,
combo.
At the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, everyone's busy to get to nowhere.
This is true.
Everyone was hustling to get to nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess people are just in a rush when they have kids, I think.
Yeah, there is. I would say this. It was on my bucket list. I'm making like a list of things I want to do.
Okay.
And that's all, was on my list to go there. So I'm happy I did that.
What else is on your list?
I realized something that's on my list that I did Google to see how far away it is. It's far. But something that's on my bucket list is going to that stupid-ass store, Bucky's.
What's Bucky's?
It looks like the ultimate gas station store.
Buck-EES.
Yes.
Okay.
With the little animal thing. It's like a Texas thing.
Okay.
It truly, Robbie, this is how I know that I'm American. I see a place like Bucky's and I go, screw the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens. I want to go there. I want to go where they have all the flavors of Gatorade Zero.
I need to see what it is.
It truly looks like a promised land to me.
Okay.
It has every processed food that you could possibly want. And then you buy a t-shirt to walk out saying, look, I just bought Pringles at Bucky's. This is my bucket list.
Okay,
I think as I'm doing stuff like botanical gardens,
okay,
I'm learning that like, oh, I'm a different type of American.
I like that though.
Bucky's is on my list.
Yeah. I think process of elimination. You can find what you want by also knowing what you don't want.
This place Bucky's, man. I don't know about Texas. I don't know about the people there, but if this is their culture, I might not hate it.
Okay.
If they're
an extreme amount of selection at a 7-Eleven.
It's just
like if 7-Eleven had every flavor.
Yeah, it's just a massive 7-Eleven with everything that you want.
How big is it?
Supermarket size.
Supermarket size, but it's at the gas station. It does sound like something you would love.
I walk
Sebastian
out.
Sebastian loves to go into a convenience store and get three drinks and maybe a snack.
I love that so much. And I'm like, am I willing to drive 7 hours to do this?
I don't know. Are you willing to do it? Yeah.
I think I am.
If you were left to your own devices,
if I just
and had 2 months off and didn't have to worry about money, you would be at Bucky's. Absolutely.
I want to go so badly.
I mean, can you? Are you going anywhere that there's one close?
No.
On your travels?
I'm South Carolina, but I don't have access. It's like too many hours away.
Okay. And from here is a crazy drive.
It's a crazy drive, but it's like on my list of things maybe I want to do is get in the car and drive to Bucky's and then drive home one day.
That's crazy. That's a long ass drive.
One day, two men, Bucky's.
You want me to go?
What are you going to leave me alone?
We got to spend the night wherever we're going. I'm not going there and back.
The thing that
I feel like is we're on a road trip already.
Nah.
And then what makes the road trip better for you is, oh, we could stop and get 3 drinks and a snack.
We can't
have that be the purpose of the road trip. A 14-hour road trip?
Here's what you're not thinking. Have you ever heard the saying, it's about the journey, not the destination?
Of course.
Now, what if we made the destination the journey? That's what traveling to Bucky's would be.
It would be a road trip to Brooklyn via Bucky's.
Yes. We are making, if it's all about the journey, not the destination, why don't we make the destination the journey? And that is us getting in our car, driving 7 hours to Bucky's. I need to look up exactly where it is, man.
I'm not opposed. I just don't. I want to sleep over somewhere.
There's no chance.
You want 14 hours in the car.
I want to come home and I want my leg to be cramping.
I mean, it will be that. Where is it? Is
there anything else on the road? Now. Bucky's.
Miley Cyrus Climb was my alarm for a long time.
What does that have to do with anything?
It ain't about how fast I get there. It ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. It's about what you're saying. It's not about the end destination. It's about the journey. So I'm a big believer in the climb.
Dude, I mean, this is far. We're talking at least 10-hour drive. This is a 20
in West Virginia, it seems.
No, there's...
Now there's one close to Myrtle Beach. We could go.
There's a Bucky's, man. To go to Bucky's, are you looking at these photos, man?
I mean, we could go and stay in Myrtle Beach. I was thinking that we should go to Myrtle Beach, actually, this weekend.
I don't want to go to Myrtle Beach.
I want...
You know what I want to do?
What?
Drive to Bucky's and drive home. I want to drive to Bucky's and drive home.
I could not realistically drive all the way to that Bucky's and not go to Myrtle Beach and see my family.
Do you know the amount of regret I would have after we were a half hour away from Bucky's? If we went to Bucky's and we're a half hour away and now we're driving home and I just ended up getting Reese's Pieces.
That's what would happen. You would get a Cool Rush Gatorade that we could get in Brooklyn. There's no way that there's a flavor at this Bucky's that does not exist somewhere in Manhattan or New York City.
I mean... I am American, and the most American thing I could do wouldn't be to go see the Niagara Falls. It wouldn't go see Mount Rushmore, not the Grand Canyon. It's to leave New York City and drive to Bucky's and drive home.
I'm down to go to Bucky's. I don't know if I'm on the 14-hour in the car only getting out to go see Bucky's. I don't know if I could do that.
It's a live event. We strap GoPros.
Maybe we stop somewhere along the way.
We strap GoPros to the car.
Okay.
We buy 3 GoPros. We return them because of malfunctions when we get home.
Yeah.
Strap 3 GoPros to the car, and we drive to Bucky's.
I would drive to Bucky's, but I might need a little more to get me to go for this trip. But I was thinking that it could be fun to go to Myrtle Beach. I grew up going there 6 weeks out of the year. For over 10 years of my life. I've probably lived almost a full year in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina of my life, and I never talk about it.
Sounds like you've done it.
I've done it a lot.
Sounds like we need to do something you haven't done.
Well, that is true, but I would more be like a nostalgia visit, I guess. To go to Myrtle Beach. Oh. If you wanted to go. We could stay for free. and there's a car. I mean, we would drive, I guess.
Here's the thing.
What?
That sounds wonderful. That sounds like the reasonable plan to do.
Okay.
I'm not looking for reasonable.
You want Buc-ee's.
I want Buc-ee's.
You want 14 hours in the car.
14? This is a 24-hour trip.
Now it's 24 because it's 12 hours away. Oh, yeah.
10 hours.
10 hours and 4 hours in Buc-ee's.
You do 25 minutes in Buc-ee's.
25 minutes.
That's even pushing.
Max.
You get 25 minutes of Buc-ee's.
And they're going to start looking at you funny. Yeah, exactly.
They go, are you okay, sir?
Sir, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
What's taking you so long?
Yeah. You found everything you need, yeah. Mister? I want to get hit with a mister as I'm drinking a slurpee.
Yeah, you might get hit with a mister.
I'm adding to my bucket list. And because I think it's important to have a list of things that you want to do.
I think so, too.
And Buc-ee's has to be at the top of my list. I've also never walked the Brooklyn Bridge.
You've never walked the Brooklyn Bridge?
No.
That's cute.
Maybe I'll do a Brooklyn Bridge walk this summer.
Yeah. It's exactly what you think it's going to be, but you might as well do it.
Maybe I'll do it at sunrise.
I've never done it at sunrise.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that at sunrise.
That's nice.
Who knows? Probably not. But anyways, I'm in this place where I'm broke, but I still want to have a good summer, you know?
Absolutely.
So I still want to, so I'm navigating this idea of being broke in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Cool. And so I spent some time doing some research because I'm home now. I'm home a lot. And so I spent some time doing some research, things that you could do. How to live broke in Brooklyn.
Okay, what are you finding?
Some great advice.
Okay.
And some bad advice. What do you want to go talk about first? The great advice or the bad advice?
I guess bad advice.
Great. Some bad advice I got about how to live broke. Cool. This is advice that people were giving on multiple websites. About how if you're broke, you should do this. Turn your hobbies into part-time jobs. And that advice makes me want to disappear.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It makes me actually want to avoid hobbies.
Yeah.
I'm just doing hobbies I can't monetize.
For sure.
That's all I'm doing. What am I doing? I'm eating popsicles and jerking off. I know I can't monetize them both. I can't monetize eating pop.
Maybe.
See, that's the problem.
You did it at the same time and filmed it. You might get somebody.
I might get it all. That's
no, even, but you don't want to monetize that.
I'm looking at hobbies that it's like I don't want to monetize. To be like find a hobby and then try to monetize it is one of the worst pieces of advice you could get.
I agree.
What am I going to go start? They're like, oh, if you like to bake, start selling, making an Etsy shop or making a going down to the local farmer market and sell your baked goods. So now I'm just a preschool teacher and a baker?
Yeah, I mean,
The advice the internet's giving me?
I think it's also like advice for people who seemingly hate their day job and are not pursuing something that they're passionate about at all. So they have such a like bad relationship with what they do for most of their day. That they're like, all right, maybe try doing something that you also like.
They framed it as a part-time gig. So I guess they were like, monetize your fun time.
Yes.
Which is brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal advice.
Yeah.
Another thing, advice that they gave was, always remember, New Yorkers, temporary walls are available to put up in your apartment buildings.
I mean, I've been somebody who lived with a temporary wall for 4 or 5 years.
I've lived with a temporary wall too.
I lived in a fake ass room.
Where
if you were in the living room and you turned the light on, then the light in my room would go on.
Yeah.
Because I was the living room basically. So people come back 4 a.m., jump scare, accidentally hit the light on. Tough. Nothing like going from pitch black to the most bright room. It's not good.
Well, people don't talk about this temporary room phenomena that happens in New York.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really happen anywhere else.
It doesn't happen anywhere else. And there's a whole business in New York where they go, buy a 2-bedroom, turn it into a 4.
I was in a 1-bedroom converted to a 3-bedroom for 5 years of my life. And I was happy. I was never home. And my rent was under $1,000 a month, and I lived next to every train in Five Eye, New York. So, like, what was I going to do?
But that is not the answer.
No, I know.
That's the point, Robbie. The point
it's not the answer.
If I'm like, how do I save money in New York, for someone to be like, buy a temporary wall and split your room in half and have a stranger live with you?
That's not the answer.
That's not the answer isn't learn guitar and then play gigs. If you like going to the bar, learn guitar, play gigs at that bar. Maybe you'll get a free drink.
That's also not the answer.
These are the answers that people are giving me.
Yeah, those are bad answers. This is bad advice.
Even worse, on financial advice, one of the pieces of financial advice that I saw was try intermittent fasting and skip meals.
I mean, these people that are writing these articles are out of their mind.
One of the advice was don't eat.
Yeah, that is advice.
How about this?
It's not good.
Don't eat. I mean,
just
and
eat
the
it
people,
all at once.
Thank God.
I've been there, though. Have you ever been there?
Not eating?
No, when you just know you have like an all-you-can-eat situation on the horizon.
I've done the more toxic version of that, knowing that I'm going out for drinks and I want to get drunk, so I didn't eat.
Oh, that is a toxic version of that, too.
Yeah.
No, I know I have.
Because that's advice. I looked up advice on how to budget bars in New York City, and a couple things was like pregame. Okay. Be drunk when you're there, right?
Yeah, that's not the worst, I guess.
No, it's fine.
You pick up a little to-go shot instead of buying the shot at the bar.
They said, turn your apartment into the bar.
Yeah, I get that.
Sure. It's like, why not dress up, like, make the mood in your apartment like a bar and dress up like you're going to the bar?
Then you have to have an apartment that is bar-sized.
Exactly.
You can't be doing fake walls and turn the apartment into the bar, and that's where I learned how to play guitar. Yeah, it has to end somewhere.
Another piece of advice was go with girls and have them bring you drinks that they get for free.
I mean, people are fucking broke right now.
People are scraping the bottom.
The bottom, yeah.
And then another piece of advice was skip dinner. You'll get drunk faster.
That is, I mean, that's true. If that's your goal, is to get drunk.
Yeah.
Then skip dinner.
I mean, this is what I'm reading online.
Yeah, that's wild. Who's given this? How bad are people down?
People are down so bad.
Yeah.
I read this one Reddit thread, and it was about a guy who wanted to propose to his partner. And in order to propose for his partner, he ate soup for 2 months straight to save up money to buy her a ring.
Now, I could see how that would happen.
Soup for 2 months to buy this woman a ring. And I want to say I have a few problems with that. One, if your fiance wants a ring so badly that she's willing for you to just only eat soup for 2 months, maybe it's not an even partnership. Maybe she doesn't give a shit about you.
Potentially. It could be on him or him feeling his own.
It could. Yes, it could.
I wonder.
And that's
why she knows that's what's happening.
And that's why I say also, if you were in a long-term relationship with someone and then all of a sudden they're like, I don't go out anymore, I just eat soup, you do not think that a proposal's on the other end of that.
That's true.
What was that? You literally think that's they're having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, I guess he's like, I'm on a diet. I
don't know either.
He's got to come out and say what's going on.
And then if he says what's going on, she needs to be like, great, we need to do a lesser ring.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't need it that bad.
There's no scenario that that a long-term partner shouldn't notice that you're only eating soup and bring it up to you. And then you say what's happening and they're like, oh, okay, maybe do 3 months because, you know, I want a princess cut.
This is also, yeah, this isn't a solution for the long term. This is probably not a partnership that's going to work. It can't be, all right, we want to go on vacation, I'll just do 90 days of soup again. Like, we can't. As the relationship is happening moving forward, this is not a solution.
Not a solution at all.
And if she's expecting the ring or the wedding or certain things in a certain way, that doesn't just end once you get married.
Nah. It'll be like, we're having a kid. Fuck. Beans. Get the beans.
2 years of beans.
2 years.
Honey, no, we just can't do that.
Honey, I'm going to need a couple of years. I got to go on a bean diet. Then yeah. We'll have a kid.
No, it's not.
No. But that's how down and out people are.
That is. It's sad.
Actually, that was on a BuzzFeed article that I was reading on saving money. People are sharing their surprisingly effective ways, efficient changes they made in their lives to save money. And some of these people are creative geniuses, was the title of the article.
Okay,
and
creative the advice, genius.
The advice was, I ate soup for 2 months.
Sebastian, we have a creative genius who will be in your improv class today. I hope that you are able to teach him well and mold his genius. What does he do? Eat soup. What? I wouldn't... Creative genius is a stretch.
Another piece of advice that I think is, I don't know if I'll go to advice I hate more.
Okay.
A piece of advice. This is one of the saddest pieces of advice to save money I've ever heard. I take pictures of that place or thing I want, save it to my phone, look at it until the desire to buy that thing disappears.
Window shopping just on steroids.
Yo! People's advice now to save money is don't buy the thing, take a picture of it and just stare at it, yearn for it.
You have it on your phone.
Just pretend it's real.
Yeah. I mean, you could just start really imagining things.
That is until you go, ugh, I'm over it. That's truly one of the saddest things I've read.
This is why I do think broke people make better artists.
You're always funnier riding the bus.
I think you need an imagination.
You
need to be a little bit more imaginative. Obviously, I think you can create good things when you feel comfortable and are okay in your life. I think you can still create nice things. But you definitely don't need to be as imaginative.
You know who's not imaginative? The kid that got every video game system that he wanted.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to make anything up because... he paid people to make up stuff for him.
Yes.
He paid people to figure out creativity for him.
Yes.
That's what we don't realize. I hate to say this. Watching movies, you're paying someone to be entertaining for you.
For sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Hopefully it can inspire you. Or you're like, oh, I see how they did certain things. Or like, oh, I didn't even think that you could do that. But no, true creativity, I would say, would come from boredom.
Yeah.
Being broke.
Yeah.
When you got to go for a walk by yourself alone in the park for 3-4 hours, you're going to have more thoughts than if you're out at a fancy restaurant with friends.
No,
I would
thoughts.
Say eating dinner. Yeah, you're just there providing thoughts for you. The food is providing thoughts for you.
I know. That's nice.
You're eating the same shit. You're eating rice every day. You're not spending much time on thinking about this rice.
Another thing was go on have a staycation, which I don't know how I feel about.
Okay. I like a staycation. I almost feel like I just had a staycation this last weekend.
They mean stay in your house.
Oh. Not just stay in your city.
Yes.
Okay. In your house.
They mean bed rot.
Okay.
How to save money? Rot in your bed.
For 5 days.
Yeah. Take off from... Oh, you feel like you're breaking down mentally and you need a vacation? Don't go away. Lie in your bed till you don't even believe in the existence of life anymore.
And then just go right back to
work.
I don't love that.
There's something about R&R, right?
Yes.
You need rest and relaxation, right? I think that's nice. But I think a staycation where you stay at home, they go, have a staycation, stay at home, sign up for Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix weekend.
So, I mean, some people love it.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I like that, you know?
I would like a staycation, but I also love New York, especially when it's nice out. I'm like, for me to pay to go visit another city when I literally live in a city that has so much to offer does seem kind of crazy. That's why I pay so much money to be here.
Well, that's one thing that we need to be acknowledging. We pay an exorbitant amount of money to live here. And so we need to make sure that we're taking good advantage of everything this has to offer.
100%.
I think one thing that people don't realize, especially visitors of New York, that every meal... There's so much delicious food that could be had on the cheap.
Yes.
I think that is one thing that people don't recognize. You just have to seek out the right neighborhoods.
For sure. You have to find, what you like. I mean, you don't have to go to the trendy spots.
No.
You could find something of close to that value.
Don't go to Parm.
If not better.
Over Carbone.
Same owner.
Yeah.
Same.
Just do that.
Same thing.
You want to save money in New York? Go to Parm. Don't
Instead
go to Carbone.
Of Carbone.
That's it.
And then if you want to save even more money, you don't have to go to Parm or Carbone. You could go to the local spot in Bensonhurst. That's just a pizzeria. You could find places deeper into New York where there's actual real communities that have good Italian restaurants that can give you a nice fucking penne vodka. You're going to Parm to get the spicy rigatoni penne vodka.
Sure.
You can get a good penne vodka a lot of places in New York City.
Yeah, a lot of places.
And not have to spend a stupid amount of money.
One thing that people said to save money is you must be selective on the things that you say yes to doing with people.
Absolutely.
And I think at first I'll go, that's sad, but then I go, that's good.
I think that's good for a lot of reasons.
For more than just
It's not
financial.
Just budgeting money, exactly.
Yeah.
You're so budgeting your time, you're budgeting your emotions, you're budgeting... You only have so much friendship capital that you can spend.
And every year gets less.
Probably so, yeah.
Every year, your friendship capital goes down.
Unless you're making a lot more money. Friendship capital is also somewhat tied to financial capital.
100%. You say no three times. Here's the thing that people don't realize. You are three no's away from not being friends with someone.
Yeah.
They want to go out three times and you say no three times in a row because you're broke. No friend anymore.
And not because of anything. You can't blame them.
And it's
not- just like, all right, I'm not going to hit you up anymore. Yeah. Because you're saying no. You'll come to me with something.
Nobody's in the wrong.
Yeah. You got to try to find something cheap that you can do as friends. I mean, I've gone on so many catch ups with my friends, but we just walk. I'm like, this is my new thing. I live by somewhere nice to walk. That's what we do. That's how we catch up. We walk around the park. We walk around the Botanic Garden. I got a pass. We walk around the water.
You give three no's. All of a sudden, you lose that friend. Next thing you know, you're hanging out with rats under the Brooklyn Bridge. It's just you and the rats.
You and the rats.
Scrounging for pizza.
Be careful you don't say no to those rats. They'll leave you too.
The rats will leave you in a set. Yeah. You don't have something to provide. Yeah. You show up to
want shit too.
A crew full of rats. You don't have a couple Skittles to throw on the ground.
Absolutely.
They're gonna leave you too. They'll be running to the next best garbage. You are replaceable by a garbage can.
Yeah, for sure.
So they say be careful what you say yes to.
I think that's good in general.
I think that was great advice.
Yeah.
They said also be careful to events that say they're free but it's all pay to do stuff.
I could see that. I mean, I went to Prospect Park does a free concert series in the summer. And I went last year, super fun. Then you go to buy a hard seltzer, and it's $14 each per hard seltzer.
That's what they're saying.
So it's free, but then also you got to make sure that you bring your own weed, you bring your own drinks. You got to, I mean, people get that though, I think. If you go to enough free events, you kind of figure out how to navigate.
There was this thing online that said people are going sober or switching to hard drugs because it's cheaper than drinking.
I could see that.
People are literally being pushed away from drinking because it's so expensive.
Yeah, or, I totally get it.
Isn't that insane? They said sobriety, the number one reason for sobriety is like health. Number two, money.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Absolutely. I mean, it used to be I could spend $120, which is a lot of money, but I'm drinking at least all night, having a good time, whatever. $120, $150. Now, if I'm doing the same shit, that's $300-$400. You can't feasibly.
Nah.
I could justify it back then, and I had a job. It's like, all right, I spent $150 last night at the bar. Not great, but I don't have a girlfriend. I don't go on dates. It's just me. I don't really buy clothes. My one thing that I like to do. And improv, I guess, classes that I was spending money on. But it's like, these are my few things that I have that I spend money on. Even that, now you can't do that.
No,
you can't go crazy at the bar once a week.
People are going sober because it's cheaper than going out.
That's crazy.
I mean, this is so, but we need things that we need to do.
Yeah, I think there's ways to enjoy. New York is such a beautiful place that I think there is a lot to enjoy.
Oh my God, I didn't even tell you the worst
advice. Okay, what is it?
Oh my God, this advice to save money was the worst advice I've ever read in an article. Avoid accidents. Medical bills are expensive.
That doesn't even make sense.
They said, like,
do they know what the word accident means?
I know.
The definition of accident is that it's unavoidable.
It's truly, I screamed.
avoid accidents.
They said ambulance costs are up like 52% or something like that.
Sure, don't get in an ambulance. But that's no one's like, you know what I'm going to wake up today and do? Get myself an ambulance.
I know.
No one's deciding that.
It's. I literally screamed. Yeah, I go, how is this financial advice?
And no. That's, I mean,
and I'm just
it's
looking
bleak.
For fun
the world
things
is bleak.
To do for the summer.
Yeah.
And I go, how can I have a fun free summer? They go, well, don't fall down. You'll be screwed for a year.
Yeah. Damn right.
That's advice?
Yeah, no, that can't be advice. I mean, it's good to remember.
Hey, here's the advice. Hey, don't get hit by a car.
Don't get hit by a car.
You want to have a cheap summer? I don't know. Don't twist your ankle. Don't break an arm.
Do not injure. Do not, I guess, put yourself in any position to get injured.
Sure.
No pickup basketball.
Yeah. No pickup basketball for me.
No.
What am I doing? I'm sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
From the financial advice that I learned, the best thing I could do is sit in a chair and then, but then they say heart disease.
If you sit in the chair too
long. If you sit in the chair, heart disease.
You got to walk. You got to briskly walk in an area where there's not a lot of children.
You just got to walk where there's no children and it's a flat surface where it's recently paved.
Yes.
But the pavement's asphalt. In case you fall, you'll bounce back up.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. That is wild. No accidents.
That was the number one on a list.
I mean, it's true.
Here's the thing.
The thing is, medical bills will sink your life. You get a certain amount of medical bills, it's like, all right, I might just move. I might just move to a new country.
We're all one car accident away from being in shambles.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's what it is. We're one car accident away from dying, I guess. So
I'd rather.
Some people would.
I'd rather.
Yeah.
Than to be a burden on my family.
Well, that's what it is. That's why people do that.
Too real.
Too real.
So I was like looking up fun things that we could do for free.
Okay.
First thing was drive to Bucky's. No.
Have you been to the Liberty Science Center recently at all or no?
No.
But it was one of my favorite places. No. I think we could get it for free.
Well, my mom is the one who said, why I got on all this was because I went to the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens. Botanical. I went to the Botanical Gardens and my mom goes, I hope that was free. I said, why? She goes, oh, you need this pass, the New York Public Library thing that you
showed
me.
Yes, yes.
So she sent me that and I sent that to you because I was like, you love this.
Yeah,
you
know? I do. I got it the next day.
That's amazing.
This is what I'm on. This is what I've been on for a while is me bang for your buck activities that New York provides.
Well, we need to find out. One, they said find out the days the museums are free and
yes.
go to them.
Yes. I did First Fridays. I did a free museum last month.
Great. They said enjoy outtime activities at like parks.
Yeah. Which we know. I mean, I do this. You know I'd be doing this.
I know, but that's a little...
What? You got to go to these parks. There's some nice shit at them.
I don't know how to sit. We've gone over this.
You could sit.
I don't know. I'm too...
You can't relax? I thought you just told me you're old now. I don't need to do activities. I'm an adult.
I don't know how to sit at a picnic.
You don't know how to sit at a picnic? Oh, because of the... towel and we're
how do you
out there
sit?
No, you sit at a park bench. I'm not sitting at a picnic.
I don't know how to sit at a fucking picnic.
You don't know how to sit on a bench?
I know how to sit.
What about
on a
you
bench.
Walk around? You just walk. You don't even have to sit. Do you not get enjoyment out of walking through a park?
Fair to moderate.
Maybe that's the Boy Scout in me.
It sounds like the best advice to be broke is to keep moving so you can't buy something.
Walk around.
The people who spend the least money, sharks.
Yeah. Sharks aren't spending money. Squirrels aren't spending money.
What I learned is...
And they live.
If you don't stop, you don't spend.
And to some level, I guess. There's people that are moving around New York City spending a ton of money. You just got to go to parks.
But but they stop.
Okay.
Where do they spend the money if they're moving around?
You're right.
If I never stop...
You're right.
If
you
never
physically never stop.
If I physically never stop moving,
you could. It's hard to spend money. Absolutely,
it's impossible to spend money.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's an option.
That's literally the best advice that I think I've gotten online.
I mean, there's places you could go to Staten Island, take the ferry. The ferry's free. There's a whole mall where, as soon as you get off the ferry, an outlet mall that you could walk around.
This is another advice: walk around the mall.
Yeah,
and then my advice comes into play.
You gotta move around that mall for sure. You know, Staten Island has a lot of nice parks too. You could go to the park. You could go walk around. There's so many different parks in New York City. I bet you most people have not been to a lot of the major parks.
Well, can I tell you something about New York City parks?
What?
After you've been to three, you've been to them all.
Not for sure. I mean, but parks are nice. Do you not like different people? All right, this is this. After you've been to three of anything, you've been to them all. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
you go to three amusement parks, you've been to them all.
No, I disagree.
You don't think so?
You've been to
You go to three basketball games, you've been to them all.
Because it's no.
You go to three, you don't think so? Boardwalks, you've been to them all. Things are similar.
Yeah, but I guess nature is nice. I just didn't grow up in nature.
You didn't grow up.
I grew up a consumer.
Okay.
Here's the thing about kids that were raised in the 90s. We were raised as consumers from a society that taught us to consume. And now we got pushed into the world and none of us have any money and we don't know what to fucking do because we can't consume anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. There's no option for us to consume. So what do?
I don't walk around.
We open an Etsy shop. And we beg other people to consume us.
Yeah.
We're online literally making TikToks going, consume us so I can consume. All I do is make things that other people can consume so in turn I can consume. When I would eat the WWF ice cream.
This is what I mean. This is the consumption I think you're talking about, the 90s.
I was like, life is going to be good.
Yeah.
When the ice cream man came around and I got to get a WWF ice cream, I said, how is life not going to work out perfectly? What about life is not going to be perfect? Because right now, a man sought me out to give me two of my favorite things combined.
I mean, they were really nailing the collabs in the 90s for children.
They
were speaking to us on a level that was wild. I don't think we're speaking to the kids in the same way now. The kids are not getting... Which is probably better.
But here's the thing. I learned that behavior as a child.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's good that this has kind of stopped?
Yeah, but it's struggling.
It's hard for us.
It's hard.
Because it hasn't continued.
It hasn't continued.
We've gotten at a young age, we were just given so much.
Well, rich people get collabs and stuff like that still.
Yeah.
Because they get to go sit floor side.
Yeah, their JP Morgan X Formula One collab, I'm sure hits, but does it hit the same way? No.
Well, they get to go sit courtside at their favorite game drinking a Bud Light next to Jay Balvin.
Yeah.
That's a rich collab. Yeah, that's a rich collab right there.
That is a good rich collab.
Right? You know what I mean? That's what I thought the ice cream bar would lead to.
Okay, I see.
In our mind, they go, this is what the children get. The adults get that. The adults get the real deal.
Now we are not getting the same level of collabs.
The adults I figured if I get this as a child, as an adult, I'm going to Brazilian steakhouses with John Cena. I figured it just progressed. Because you go, life gets better. So if I get the WWF ice cream now, what am I? I'm going to get to go to all-you-can-eat sushi with The Rock. Have a glass of tequila. That's what I thought it would be.
That makes sense.
I mean, just a logical. They taught us patterns in school.
Yes.
They go, okay, here's a pattern. True, four. 8 blank. I go, I know it.
Yep.
I know what this means, right? This means I get to go with John Cena to Disney World.
Eventually.
Right? That's what I thought that this pattern was working towards. And really rich people get to continue those collabs.
They do.
So here's the thing. In the 90s, we were all sold that dream.
Yeah, we are not receiving it. You got to create your own collabs, I guess. You go to the park.
What type of bullshit
is
that?
You get an ice cream, you smoke weed, and you play Pokemon. I don't know. You got to create your own collabs. It's not going to be given to you.
That is one of the best advice, though. Adding weed to any free scenario will make it better.
This is my life. This is my life. Walking around.
A little bit of weed.
And adding a little bit of weed.
Well, I mean, my life was staying inside.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you come out.
Well, these were the
a little
two,
more.
I think you and I were both living the two broke existence.
Yes.
You just roaming everywhere, me hiding from it.
Yes.
you had the courage to say no to consuming when you were out and about?
Sometimes. I've been on a bad streak recently. But I was living a pretty good broke life last year. Of just like, I live by places I like to walk. I have access to free weed. And that's what I do. Those are the two things. Those are my key tenets of being broke. Walk places you like to walk. Smoke free weed.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If I could get, I added the Botanic Garden because I'm like, I want to be a member of something.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this culture pass was cool. I used to have my, I lost my wallet a few years ago, and the biggest downfall from that was I lost my JP Morgan ID, which got me into every museum plus one for free. And that was a huge loss.
That is
bigger than anything. I'm like, I just want that one ID back. Take my fucking credit card, spend whatever you want. That's a huge component of me leaving my job too.
Yeah.
Cause I know, I'm like, I need some things to keep me somewhat sane. And I lost that. And I'm like, I fucking lost access to every museum in New York. This is brutal.
That's tough.
Yeah. But we're back. We got the library card.
I can't stand these things. And the budget, one budget thing is you buy an, it's so funny to save money. It's like you buy an envelope, a binder, and you put like money in an envelope binder.
And then you can just take it. Interesting. Hopefully, yeah. That's an extra level if you don't have self-control.
Yes. Like
if you're somebody who is going to create a binder with all these envelopes and put cash in it, I think that you're probably somebody who could get to that level of self-control already.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to make this binder because I got to sit there and then do a whole fucking binder situation.
Well, I think you and buy also, the binder.
Okay, it comes with the envelopes and stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah. So they're selling, budget binders.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
To sell to the poor a way for them to sell save money is so
just
funny.
Envelopes in a binder. That's your problem. No, yeah. That's not our fucking problem. There's a lot of huge societal issues here.
I noticed that there's a lot of ways that you could become not poor. For a very small price.
Yeah, that's true.
For a very small price of $199, you could not be poor. There was a lot of stuff like that. It was the most sifting through
bullshit.
Sponsored bullshit. The most, if you buy my course for $59, you'll never be poor again a day in your life.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, they're just preying on poor people. Knowing that they'll do anything to get out of the situation.
And that was what I found most.
That's what's happening.
Is that it's so much buy your way out of being poor, which if you take 10 seconds of thought, doesn't make logical sense.
No. No, you need to be supported out of being poor, I think.
Yeah.
That's what you need, your community. You need people that are all working together to try to help each other out and that will take care of the small stuff.
Yep.
For you. And you are helping each other. And it's like, hopefully, yeah, we want to do events that are fun and bring people together. Hanging out with friends that you love and can laugh with is free. What do you want? Laugh all you want. I don't give a shit.
No, I know.
I mean, obviously, you have to buy food or you got to eat. People need to eat and drink.
I 100%. But that almost sounds like what a CEO would tell you. Listen to me, the world's expensive, but friendship, happiness, giggles. Now that's free, and that's what's important in life.
Sure.
Life is about the friendship.
I could tell you about what the CEOs are stealing money from people are not paying fair wages. We have unchecked capitalism. This is the real issue.
I believe what you're saying.
But how are we going to stop it?
It's just funny to me that it's like the idea is like happiness. It's just about laughing with your friends, you know? Which it is true. I'm not, it's just a funny way to phrase it. Like, because that is what the evil boss would tell you too.
Yeah. I think the evil boss would tell you don't buy coffee out first.
Yeah. There's a
save on the avocado toast.
The avocado toast, the down payments in the house, that road is
I
so
think
fucking
that's what,
wild.
I think they would tell you invest in stock. I mean, they would probably maybe also tell you, I'm not truly happy. True happiness is love and family and friendship.
One of my favorite things is to hear from rich people how money doesn't buy happiness.
I would be so happy if I had money right now. Because I feel like I'm in a good place mentally. I feel like I know if I could find happiness at this level of income, I'm sure I could only add to it.
Yeah.
I just feel bad about my state in the world, I guess.
Don't feel too bad, Robbie, right now.
Yeah.
You're not hurting anyone.
No, but, well, that's what I tell myself. I'm not hurting anyone. It's hard, and I'm trying my best.
There you go.
I have a lot of hacks, I think, of things that you could do that are cheap to give you some level of happiness. But I think becoming a sports fan is a cheap thing that you could do that, especially this summer, that will give you, I don't know, some level of happiness. So New York, I don't know, you grew up in New York. You know, I would say, how impactful and huge New York sports can get if big. Given the right formula.
Big. I tell you, the Subway Series, Mets versus Yankees, was massive.
One of the big, absolutely massive. Every single person was Mets, Yankees. I mean, you would go to school, I imagine a lot of times you would see sports memorabilia on maybe 50% of the people at school.
The Knights,
were younger.
It was insane. The night the Giants won the Super Bowl was one of the best nights of my life.
Oh, it was.
I was at a bar with my friends, like freshman or sophomore year of college, was drunk, eating wings, went, hooked up with a girl, left the house, still had wing tastes on my mouth, was wearing a Giants shirt, was feeling through the roof. My boys call me. They go, come back to the bar. Tiki Barber's here.
Wait, really? It was at the bar?
It was incredible.
You wouldn't consider yourself a big sports fan.
No, but that's
fun. That night was, it can be very, very fun. I think there's a lot of people in New York that are waiting to just be activated as sports fans.
Yeah.
But this summer, so New York sports haven't really been good. This is the longest stretch in, I would say, New York's history of bad sports teams.
Yes, pretty bad.
New York hasn't had the Mets went to the World Series in 2016. The Rangers went to the Stanley Cup in 2014, and the Giants won the Super Bowl in 2011. Was the last, I would say, noted big sport championships in New York. And this summer, we now have the Yankees are in first place. They're a good team. Mm-hmm. The Rangers are in the second round of the playoffs. They're a good team. And the Knicks are about to be in the second round of the playoffs. They're a good team. They all could feasibly win a championship this year. And I think this will be something that will be free and fun that people could do this summer, is watch sport games and get excited about them with your friends. You could have people over. You could have barbecues.
Yeah.
You could have, you could go to bar. I mean, bars are expensive, but you're going to bars. You can kind of just hang when there's a game going on. You don't have to spend a ton of money. The bar is making its own money when there's a game going on. They're not worried about you spending money.
No.
And I do think this is something that's free and fun that you could do. Both my grandmas watched the Yankee game every single night. There's 162 Yankee games a year, and then more if there's the playoffs. They were not wealthy. My family did not grow up wealthy in New York at all, but they watched the Yankee game, I guess, at night, and that was something free and, I guess, relaxing, habitual, that people would do, almost therapeutic, where it's like, we watched the Yankee game. And baseball does not exist as much anymore.
Well, I think baseball. I went to see my friends, and he made me watch sports with them.
Okay.
I had too much sports the last few days.
Okay, a lot of sports. Well, this is what's happening. This is a trend now in New York, is sports are back on the rise.
So I consumed a couple of things of sports. The one good thing about sports is you could talk over them.
Yes.
That's the best part about sports, is that you could watch it on mute and you could talk over it.
Absolutely.
That's the thing that sports has going over for it.
That's kind of, it's there if you need it for the conversation.
That is the best part about sports.
Yes.
Is it's not a TV show you have to pay attention to. It's not music that's hard to hear over. It's almost like you could glance at it and not care.
Yeah.
I just have a problem when it's all like, let's all focus on the sports.
You don't want to do that.
Nah.
You want it to be
I watched the Yankee game and it went into extra innings and I felt nauseous. I had to watch more baseball.
I could see that.
I felt
sick. You just wanted to end. So you couldn't talk. You were not able to talk during it?
No, we were. But still, at that point, I was like,
I'm over this.
Another inning? when baseball goes from 9 and then it's going to hit 10.
That's tough.
I go, this is why the players get paid so much, because they have to deal with playing this boring sport for longer.
They have to deal with playing this boring sport so many days out of the year. They're on the road. You know how hard it is to be on the road? Imagine it, half 81 games they're playing on the road.
It's so... I understand why baseball players get paid so much, because yeah. it's the most boring activity ever. It's like those people that climb huge towers in the middle of the desert and like to change like a battery or some shit. I get why they get paid a lot. It's a hard job.
Yeah.
Baseball's a hard job.
I don't think people realize how hard of a job being a baseball player is.
Because you have to day in and day out care about baseball.
Every single day.
Do you know how exhausting that must be? It's almost like I could see them being like, I wish I could do an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, they really have to love it.
This is why they chew tobacco.
Yeah.
They
hang out. I mean, you got to like the people on your team. It's all hanging out. You're on planes with just men also. You pretty much only work with men, most other like jobs or industries, you are not only working with men.
I mean, let's be honest. These athletes are basically pirates that just go.
They are pirates.
They go. They're all men that go from city to city and just fucking fuck their way through a city and steal money from people by consuming, like, consume me. And then I'll fuck all the women in your town and I'll leave. Next, we're going to St. Louis, right?
They have similarities to pirates.
Modern athletes are pirates just going from city to city, stealing money and fucking the shit out of everyone in the town.
Yeah, I would say the circus is a similar... But
no, the circus.
I don't
isn't.
Think they're stealing money.
Well, the circus isn't, because there's men and women in the circus. When
yes,
these men
I see.
Show up, we just played with the balls. Where's the women? Right?
I see.
Just getting drunk.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some parallels to pirates.
They hide from the women.
Yeah. Yeah, they're together on their private jet or their bus is all men. Their pirate ship.
When I see...
They gamble a lot on the ships.
When I'm at a place... If I was in a small town and all of a sudden the Ravens bus drove by, the Baltimore Ravens bus drives by, I might as well see a pirate flag on top of that bus. I go, who's going to do more damage?
Pirates or the Baltimore Ravens?
Right?
I mean... It brings money to a city more, I think. Sports.
The Washington Nationals, you see their bus driving into your town. You go, sweetie, we're not going out this weekend. The Nationals are in town. We got to hide.
I don't think they're going to rob you. They should make you money, I would say. In theory, it's supporting, bringing people together makes a community money. But
and they come with their chance.
They do have chance.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
They do have chance.
Right, call the Coast Guard.
They do have all men on small vessels.
Yes.
They do travel a lot. And they do hook up with your women.
And all of them
do
have
smell.
Scurvy.
They do have STDs.
They're bringing
definitely some similarities.
Their version of gonorrhea scurvy to every town across America.
They have something.
I wonder... if STIs would be down if we stop sports for a month.
I don't know. You think athletes are really spreading? I mean, athletes, famous people. Timothée Chalamet famously gave half of the women in New York an STD.
Good for him.
Yeah. Actors it's good for?
No, but I just... That's not real. I think he gave a handful of women and it's been...
Yeah.
Blown out of proportion. So I just...
You say good for him.
I just say good for him.
But I do think New York sports fans are... We don't get this credit as a big sports base, fan base, because we have so many other things. And we don't need sports to really keep the reputation of New York where it's at. But with that being said, New York sports fans are absolutely feral and insane human beings. And I think we grew up with a lot of crazy New York sports fans. And that just side, people don't think of New York when they think, they don't think of sports fans when they think of New York.
It's because it's the blue collar people.
It's the blue collar people that need to watch the sports every day. That do that aren't.
You know what's so interesting about New York sports?
What?
That like a New York, when I was growing up, a New York sports team could be like in the world. Yankees could be in the World Series, and then there could be a person in New York that has no idea the Yankees are in the World Series.
Absolutely, which doesn't happen in a lot of other cities.
That's why, yeah, it doesn't happen in other cities. That's why it's not considered a sports town, because there's just like, you like what you like.
Yes, but if you, I would say the people that are living in or from New York, they know the Yankees are in the World Series.
There's artistic people that I think don't.
That are from New York their whole life, that are escaping the Yankees?
People I did musical theater with wouldn't even know. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
But you go to the pizzeria, you see a Jason Giambi shirt.
But that's
you can't
different.
Be out. But that's not happening, I think, today. I'm not, I don't feel like the Yankees, the Knicks, all of these sports teams are not as unavoidable today as they were when we were kids because they're not as good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's hard. It's
that's
hard.
What us going to school and seeing half, I'm not even joking, when maybe 25% of the people at my school almost every day were wearing a Yankees t-shirt. That's not an exaggeration.
No, yeah. The Yankees
every single day.
Was big. It was also like a nice, Modell's was man.
Modell's was everything.
Modell's
if I
closed.
Did good on any test or scored a goal in a soccer game, we would go to Modell's. I would get a pack of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I could get a jersey if I did something like.
Yeah.
Modell's was huge.
Yeah. And it's out of business now.
Sad. But what I was going to say, these New York sports fans are feral. They're going on the road, New York teams, and where they're going to play are sounding like home games to the point where it's embarrassing for these other teams where they're playing on the road and New York sports fans are just so deprived of good sports teams that they're driving to Philadelphia. They're driving to Washington, D.C., and when they're going to play these games, they score. The Rangers score. The Knicks hit a big shot. The audience is just as loud as they are for the home team. The
crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
Please, we can't.
Call them an audience.
We can't.
The crowd is just
don't
as loud
that much.
For the home team. And I don't think this is going to stop because I think we've been so deprived and people forget how New York sports fans are. We have 8 million people here. We have a ton of sports fans still.
Yeah.
We have people that are super locked in.
Yes, there's a lot of people that are sports. There's just been nothing to celebrate.
My cousin, we go to the Nets game. And this WFAN radio announcer who does a show with Tiki Barber is online with us. And my cousin, you would have, he was more excited to meet this guy than he would have been to meet Beyonce.
It's true.
And that's what I think the side of New York that we do forget, that we have all of these people that are just so activated.
By sports.
By sports and just have been dormant for the last 10 years and the longest time in history. In New York sports history.
So this will be exciting.
I think this is a big summer where you can be doing a lot of free stuff given the uprise in New York sports fans.
Well, hopefully the Knicks keep winning so it goes into the summer. You know.
Yeah, the more that the Knicks win, the more fun I think it'll be for the city and the more events will start popping up that are cheaper than you think.
You are right.
Because sports fans are not, for the most part, the ones that are the fans in and out that really like these teams. They are working class people.
Definitely.
I would say a lot of the times.
Definitely working class people.
And I just forgot how overwhelming sports become in New York when the teams are good.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, only the games will tell.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Only the games will tell.
I was a Red Sox fan because of this. Everyone's coming to school wearing the same shit. I'm like, I want to be different. Everyone loves. I'm like, everyone is so obsessed with this that I need it. I was just like, it's so strange to me as a kid. And I'm not an athletic kid. I liked math. I liked statistics and sports in that way. But I was like, I became this big Red Sox fan almost to just counteract how insane.
You're a contrarian.
I was a contrarian, which is maybe annoying.
Definitely annoying.
But I was 9. Maybe more annoying
Can
to be a 9-year-old contrarian.
Can I tell you this? What? 9-year-olds are annoying.
9-year-olds are annoying.
I've hung out with 9-year-olds where I'd be like, I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
I know. Here's the thing. I know I'm going to die one day. I don't have time to be around annoying 9-year-olds.
You don't. You don't need to be around annoying 9-year-olds.
That's why it's fun to go see your friend's baby. It's harder to go hang out with your friend's kids.
Friend's 9-year-old is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause just like, all right, stop. I don't want to deal with you. You're kind of old enough to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
You're just purposely annoying me. What's the one thing you're going to do for sure this summer?
Probably try to walk the Brooklyn Bridge.
Beautiful.
But maybe not sunrise, but I'll try to make sure I do that.
That's great.
That's like a thing I've been putting off.
Have you walked the Williamsburg Bridge?
No.
Nice.
I don't believe so.
Maybe you, start, maybe you walk some bridges.
Well, you could walk the Williamsburg Bridge, yeah, too? Well, let me do one.
Do one.
Let me do one.
There's a lot of nice bridges to walk. Do one.
Can I do one before
you can do one
you're giving me
before
two?
You collect the world?
Oh, my God.
The bridges. All
I've
right,
walked
well,
the George Washington Bridge.
You have?
Yeah.
Cool. I have not. I like it up there, Riverside Park.
There you go. Beautiful. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you all. We're going to go over to the Patreon, do a little chatting over there, and that'll be beautiful. Okay, Robbie?
Beautiful. May 7th, 7:30. If you're around, come through.
Beautiful. Hit the music.